This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on this Sunday night edition. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
And we've got a story here about apparently, from Forbes, and this doesn't come as a surprise to me. People sometimes, because of the, well, I'm going to presume it's because of the system we have for plea bargaining in this country, but sometimes people who are innocent will take a guilty plea in order to get out of jail or whatever it is that is going to solve their problems. First, I want to go to the phone lines, but Daryl, you're going to tell us about that here in just a moment.
Yes, and the article actually written by a former U.S. district judge. So not just, like some guy that says, well, I sit in court and I see this. We're talking about a former judge writing about this problem.
So it may be a bedwetting liberal, but at the very least, it was a bedwetting liberal who was a federal judge.
You're right? Assuming that just because he was a judge, he was a liberal, but
no, I'm not assuming that. I'm assuming that the people that would be like, everybody who takes a guilty plea is guilty. God, what are you talking about? Like that kind of attitude would probably presume that a person who would be on the other side of the issue is a bedwetting liberal.
Oh, so you're buying into the false left-right paradigm. Got it.
Let's go to the phones. Go to the phones here. David, calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, Albuquerque, New Mexico. I was kind of... funny thing. I was listening to your GCN news while I was beginning to research a news event that I just heard of this morning on the national news, and your GCN news just repeated it while I was on hold.
What was the story? Because I wasn't listening to the news, and a bunch of other people listening right now probably did not hear it.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was just doing just now. There was 11 children and multiple adults living in, poverty kind of situation in northern New Mexico by Taos in Taos County.
Okay.
And, the two men are Muslim dudes. And of course they have an AR-15 and four handguns, and they got their wives and 11 children. And, so the cops went out there and raided it with the legitimate legal reason being that the father had abducted his non-custodial son from Georgia, or one of his kids, and that's what gave the cops cause to go in there. If you a photograph of these guys' compound, as they're calling it,
it's always a compound.
Exactly. Well, you know what? This is really funny. There's a mix in this. I mean, there's good and bad, and there's pros and cons on both sides. The people that were arrested and the people doing the arresting. Oh, first of all, just to make sure I get it in, let me make sure to note that when I heard the sheriff interviewed on national news this morning, he was referring to the conditions as being like third world. Which actually many citizens of the state of New Mexico refer to New Mexico itself as not as a state, but as a third world country. It was notable that the sheriff of the county in a national, interview, he said that the conditions were, let me make sure I get this right, duplicable. They were duplicable conditions.
Duplicable?
Yeah, duplicable.
Did you look that up?
And I noticed that right. I using my self-contained in-brain dictionary, I laughed immediately. And while I've been on hold for the last, I've literally researched duplicable for like the last 15 minutes or so to make sure that I wasn't going to be the fool here. And it appears that the highly regarded sheriff with much authority is incorrect in his use of the word duplicable, so it seems anyway. But if
he probably meant to say despicable and misspoke.
Yeah, could
you know, people do misspeak occasionally.
I guess
he may have.
Well, I heard the same story, and they made it seem like these kids were living in squalor and not dealing with malnutrition issues and these sorts of things. Not that I believe what the news says on this stuff, but. How would I know, I guess?
Right, yeah, well, there's a couple of notable things here. One, the best photograph I've seen so far of their compound is at WashingtonPost.com. There's an aerial view of their compound, and what you see there is actually fairly common in New Mexico for people that don't have much money and are trying to live off the grid. And it's amusing, actually, that they're in Taos County, and Taos County is where basically the claim to the beginning of the structure known as the Earthship, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I've heard about it.
Yeah, where you use tires and bottles, reclaimed material, soil, sandbags, et cetera, and you construct what they call an Earthship, and they're highly regarded and not expensive to build, but once you complete it, you probably can sell them to the Hollywood crowd for $1 million without exaggerating. But what these people, what I see in this picture right here of this third world compound actually looks, from this picture, looks virtually indistinguishable from a millionaire's Earthship, being in its beginning construction stages elsewhere. In Taos County, where the likes of Julia Roberts and that crowd likes to live, Dennis Hopper.
So there's parts of Taos County that are millionaires live in these earth ships, and other parts where, poor area and that kind of thing, probably no better than Indian reservations in the United States.
Right, and another notable funny part is that the land, the sagebrush kind of land that the multi-million dollar Earthships are upon, and where this third world poverty
so why do you think that these police officers, these public servants, why do you think they went in and took these kids from these people?
Well, the reason they have is legitimate and valid to a degree. On its face, if the dude did not have a legal right to custody, if he was the non-custodial parent and he abducted that 3-year-old child from the mother, who is the custodial parent, and took him clear across the country, I guess I would support a law that. Go in, and then once they got in there, they arrested him for that abduction, and then they arrested the other adult male for harboring a felon because the guy who had abducted his own child was apparently a felon. So they arrested the two males, but like I said, it opens up on one, and then there's the factor that these two guys are Muslim. And so, and like a lot of Americans, they had an AR-15. I'm not saying that it does, but it matters.
You implied that it matters, and I'm asking why it matters.
It matters. I didn't imply that it mattered. I didn't intend to do anything. I'm just sharing information with you. And obviously, on its face, to anybody who hears my voice, it's obvious that if you have two Muslim men hiding out in New Mexico in a third world compound after abducting children and then starving them. Literally, there was no food in the compound, only a couple potatoes and a box of rice that the cops reported. Obviously those ingredients add up to the insinuation that these guys are a possible terrorist cell. That's the obvious observation. So I wasn't implying anything. But like I said, there's a whole bunch of confusing factors in here. The what that I laid out to you, the difference between rich and poor, and the fact that the way they're living is fairly common in New Mexico, and the only thing that's making these people are different is that they're Muslim, they're brown, they're poor, and they happen to have made the mistake of abducting his own child, counter to law.
Yeah, I think you'd be able to get your kids to do some panhandling. I mean, food in America isn't that hard to find. If I felt like people, if somebody came to my door and said, me and my family were hungry, could we have some food? They'd be loaded up. 855-450-3733. Thanks for the call, David. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's a live Sunday edition. You call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been kind of all over the board tonight. Alex Jones, Sandy Hook, you know, apparently some kids being taken from some kind of Muslim, I don't know, they're calling it a compound out in Texas, I guess.
Wow. New Mexico.
New Mexico. Sorry, New Mexico. Yeah, this is the problem with being an East Coaster. It all sounds the same to me. Yeah, what are you going to do? You're from Texas. No, you're from Birmingham, but you lived in Texas.
Correct. I lived in Texas for a year and moved here from Texas.
That's right. 855-450-3733.
So, article from Forbes written by former U.S. District Judge from the Eastern District of New York, John Gleason, says defendants in federal cases face life-changing choices once they've been charged. Plead guilty and take a less severe penalty, or exercise their right to a trial and risk decades or life in prison.
This happens all the time. And I can tell you as, you know, I sort of came from the right wing, as it were. I feel like...
Cell Block D was on the right side of the jail?
On the right, you know, the right winger in me says, I'd never take a charge that I wasn't guilty of. But the ex-convict in me, and that's certainly true, says, look, I understand. If you're sitting there in county jail, and for those of you who don't know, there aren't much worse incarcerations in the United States than many of the county jails around America. They're overcrowded, and the confinement just stinks. It's all maximum security. It's just awful.
Right.
And in many cases, you go from county jail to the reception center in the state. So that's a, you know, prison. You stay there for maybe a month as they decide where you're going to go. And then you go off to a place that's not nearly as bad. You get to walk around a little bit. You'll have some access to a television, perhaps. Maybe it's closed circuit. Who knows what it is exactly. Maybe you'll be able to do some exercise and, you know, just get up and move around, have a job. For God's sakes, having a job is a delight when you've been sitting in county jail confinement for 2 years, in some cases, 3 years. So, yeah, 100% people who are innocent absolutely, positively do take pleas, and that's what's wrong with the system.
Right, and he says it's no wonder that some have begun to ponder whether innocent people are pleading guilty to crimes they did not commit. A new paper published by the National Association for Criminal, or rather of Criminal Defense Lawyers, the NACDL, paper titled The Trial Penalty, the Sixth Amendment Right to Trial on the Verge of Extinction and How to Save It. He says, we may not know every amendment to the U.S. Constitution, but we all embrace the fact that the U.S., in the U.S., everyone is entitled to a fair trial by a jury of their peers.
Right, that's the idea. You get a fair trial, jury of your peers. What people don't know, and I'm going to tell you one more time, folks, you take the number of people who are charged in America
yep.
for the crime, and then you look at the number of people who take that charge all the way through trial, through sentencing, and you have far less than 1% of people end
yes.
up at trial from a charge. Now, that means that some people, the charges are just dropped.
Right.
Some people, most people take a plea.
Somewhere around 90 to 95% based on numbers that I saw not too terribly long ago.
Take a plea?
Yes.
Wow, I think it's got to be high. Maybe. Which, if you presume...
And that could be of people that don't have charges dropped.
Yeah. I don't know exactly how it works, what the numbers are. But only a fool would say that the judges and prosecutors and police are perfect. Right? Only an absolute nut job. Okay? So if that's the case, then we need a system for divining who's guilty and who's innocent. That system isn't. It is not. No, no, no. It is not acceptable to say, on one hand, here is a much lesser charge that you feel you can plead guilty to. On the other hand, you may take it to trial and face 10 years. That's not justice, and it's nothing like justice.
Right, and I would challenge anybody, if you've got a day during the week where you don't have to go to work until late afternoon, or maybe you just happen to have a random Wednesday off, go to your local court and sit in at whatever the lowest level court is, and what you will see is somebody get called up for maybe a speeding ticket. How do you plead? Guilty. And then they just, you know, like, go through this process where the judge asks questions of, did anybody pressure you to take this, blah, 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 blah. Next person, possession of half an ounce of marijuana. How do you plead? Guilty. Guilty, guilty. Almost everybody, guilty, 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 guilty. Out of the 30 people that you might see in a morning, there might be one person that actually winds up having some kind of something resembling a trial in front of a judge. And chances are, at the end of that thing, that is basically a cop saying, well, I stopped him, and I smelled some marijuanas, and he had the marijuanas, and that's my story, I'm sticking to it. And then the person saying, well, yeah, he pulled me over for speeding, but I didn't have any weed. And then the judge is going to say, guilty. Or might say, I'll take it under advisement.
And then, later
and then go
guilty.
Scribble something on some paper that says guilty, and then they ship that off.
Right. So
very rarely are you going to see somebody where the judge says not guilty.
Right. And so one would presume in a system where you know, the vast majority of people are taking plea bargains, one would presume that the people who actually take it to trial are more likely to be innocent. That's just my guess. But 2/3 of the felonies are found guilty in trial. That's because America just believes, they believe experts, right? Cops are experts. Well, it sounds like he probably did it, and I've watched a lot of shows. There's a lot of people who've done a lot of bad things on television, and okay, guilty, yeah, whatever. They sound very believable, and that's the end of the story. The system of plea bargaining only incentivizes two people. It's only good for two types of people. One of them is guilty people.
Yep.
Do you want to create a system that's good for guilty people? Because that's not what I'm looking for.
Right.
I want a system that's good for innocent people.
And this system we have ain't it.
Absolutely not. The United States criminal justice system is broken. So much so that you should no longer call it a justice system.
So who are the other people that benefit?
The other person are government bureaucrats, prosecutors.
Yes. Yeah.
And defense attorneys and these sorts of things. If you want to have a criminal legal system, you need to pay for it, ladies and gentlemen. You can't just say, we're going to get justice and we're going to throw a whole bunch of people in jail and that's going to fix everything. No, by God, that's not. That's a police state. And it's wrong.
There's more here. The article continues. However, going to trial can be a gamble with one's life.
Yeah.
One conclusion reached by the NACDL was that, quote, there is ample evidence that federal criminal defendants are being coerced to plead guilty because the penalty for exercising their right to trial simply is too high to risk.
855-450-3733. Please, your thoughts on this. 855-453. Do you have any solutions? I'd love to hear them. Free Talk Live.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix the sink and a painter to paint.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. On Fox News Sunday, National Security Advisor John Bolton was asked about President Donald Trump's criticism of the news media.
This kind of adversary relationship is typical.
But on NBC's Meet the Press, Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri says even the president's daughter, Ivanka, doesn't think the press is the enemy of the people.
Even the president and his daughter disagree on this topic, and Not the way I would approach this.
At a rally in a Columbus suburb last night, President Trump didn't let up on his criticism of the media, singling out CNN and
MSNBC is so corrupt. It's so disgusting. So disgusting. I would say almost they're worse. They're almost worse. They're really a fake news group of people.
Trump in Ohio campaigning for GOP congressional candidate Troy Balderson. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The number to call in if you want to comment on, well, innocent people taking plea bargains or anything else that might be in the news that you're interested in talking about. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
I want to tell you about Zencash. Zencash is one of these cryptocurrencies you may have heard of. In my opinion, it is a very interesting one. Not only because it was made by libertarians like me. They specifically mentioned the philosophy of voluntarism, which is, it's the hardcore libertarian philosophy. It's right.
Belief that all interaction should be voluntary.
Yep. They also are singular in that they have 13,000 secure nodes. That's pretty impressive. They allow anonymity in your transactions. That's going to be really important here in the future.
Yes.
If cryptocurrencies get legs and take off and do something, then secure and private transactions are going to be really important. Keep an eye on that, folks. They've got great infrastructure. They get out in front of problems. I like this company, this organization, and their product. You can be involved. Just go get some Zencash. The official Zencash wallet is available for Linux, Mac, Windows, Android devices. Learn more at Zencash.com. Zencash.com. I have, I've gone in heavily in Zencash and the funds that I manage. So take that for what it's worth, Zencash.com.
So we're talking about we're talking about and reading an article from Forbes written by a former federal judge. And the article focuses mainly on the federal system because that's what this guy has experience dealing with. And again, the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers recently put out a paper, and one of the conclusions that they reached was, quote, there is ample evidence that federal criminal defendants are being coerced into pleading guilty because the penalty for exercising their constitutional rights is simply too high to risk. The federal sentencing guidelines provides for stiff penalties, even life in prison, for a number of crimes that are usually categorized as nonviolent. We're talking most drug offenses, white-collar crimes, etc. Some have speculated that President Donald Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort...
When it comes to white-collar crimes, it seems like the public really wants those long sentences, though. And many times these white-collar criminals are in their 50s and 60s, so... A 20-year sentence is a death sentence for a 60-year-old, basically.
And then what was Martha Stewart in prison for? Like somebody
lying to the FBI.
Right, but wasn't it something like somebody said, hey, Martha, you might want to buy this stock or sell this stock or something?
I don't know the specifics. She was put in prison for lying to the FBI, which, of course, there's no evidence of because the FBI doesn't record its conversations.
Right.
I find that to be a real problem here in modern America where policing organizations don't record conversations.
Yeah. And if you want to hear some other really strange, horrible things, things that might actually make a grown man cry, listen to the Wrongful Conviction podcast hosted by Jason Flom, who's one of the founders of the Innocence Project, where he's talked to several people that have been exonerated to where the quote-unquote admission of guilt existed solely in the mind of a detective that had gone in and talked to these people.
Mm.
Never called in anybody else in the police station, in the precinct, in the holding area. Didn't write anything down. Didn't bring in an audio recording device. Nothing. Just goes in, talks to this person that's a suspect.
Decides that it's an admission of guilt that he's heard.
And then, not even interpreted anything that he heard. He will just craft these things as admissions of guilt and then testify on the stand that, no, this guy told me blah, da, 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 da. And, of course, the jury believes the detective guy because the detective guy has a badge.
Yeah.
And why would the detective guy lie about something?
God knows. But let's not forget that police are fallible and make mistakes, too. So, I mean, testimony should only be considered some evidence. That's not enough.
Yeah, there have been numerous cases where the only quote-unquote evidence against someone was one person's testimony. Luckily, a bunch of these people have been exonerated through DNA evidence showing that they weren't even at the place, let alone did the crime.
Yeah, but how many times is DNA, so for instance, if you're the boyfriend, the girlfriend ends up dead, your DNA is all over the place.
Right.
And there's no way for you to use DNA to say, well, I didn't do that. They're never going to get that. So that's the real difficulty we have here is trying
to... Oh, I'm not saying it's perfect. Yeah. I'm just saying that, it has been
used a couple hundred
times.
Well, here's the other thing when it comes to a jury of your peers. I'm not saying that it's other countries have it foolproof, but jury of your peers is a relatively unusual idea. Here in the United States, we have it, but around the world, many European countries, they don't have it. I would ask you this. Would you want a panel of 9 morons to do brain surgery on you, or would you rather have a panel of 3 brain surgeons? And if your answer is, I'd rather have 3 brain surgeons working on my brain surgery than a panel of 9 morons, then I would ask you, why would you want 9 civilians sitting on your jury when you could have a panel of 3 judges?
Well, and my understanding is that jury of your peers originally meant your actual peers, a jury of people that know you. Because then... these are people that they know your character. They would, be the ones most likely to be convinced with the evidence that, it looks like Daryl did the thing.
I think that
as opposed to just a bunch of random dum-dums, that they're already going to be skewed of, well, he's sitting at the defendant's table, he's got to be guilty. They don't arrest people that are innocent.
I think it would be interesting to have some people that knew you on a jury. Like, how would that go? But it's also, you've heard these stories of these serial killers and that sort of thing that, you know, it's no one around them knew. No one had any idea.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Continuing on, again, he's talking about federal sentencing guidelines. He said some have speculated that Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, who is on trial for various fraud and tax charges, could face 300 years in prison if convicted. Author of the article says, I recently attended...
At this point, they appear to be convicting of being rich. I mean, all the testimony I hear on the news, there's basically, they spent wild amounts of money. Look, it looks like wild amounts of money to me, too, but that doesn't make him guilty of anything.
Continuing on, author says, I recently attended what was supposed to be a guilty plea in federal court in Boston. The defendant, who was there on various drug-related charges, sat... As a federal judge explained that pleading guilty would amount to waiving his rights to a trial by jury. The plea would likely render a prison term of 30 years, so one can only imagine what the term would be if a jury trial resulted in a guilty verdict. The judge, to his credit, explained in detail how much the government would have to prove in order to convict him, and that a jury might find him innocent. The judge looked at the defendant and said, "Do you understand?" To which the defendant replied, I'd like to talk to my attorney.
This same thing happened to me when I was charged, and there's no way, all this stuff's passing you by. How can you possibly understand when there's these people who have doctorates in juris, the juris doctorate, that, you know, they're talking this legal mumbo jumbo, and they're saying, you know, behind closed doors, they're saying, look, you got to take this plea, otherwise you're screwed.
Right.
And out in the open, they're like saying, it's, you have a right to a fair trial. And we'll make sure you get it. Who knows what's going on with this stuff?
That hearing was adjourned while the defendant considered his options. The author of the article says, the point is, I've witnessed the struggles that people have when they choose to waive their rights when they plead guilty. And then he gets into another case, plus more from the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers.
And your calls, the number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will bring network, economic, and technical improvements across the network. And the official Zencash wallet is available on Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Learn more at Zencash.com, Zencash.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. Time for some straight talk. I'm pro-God, pro-family, pro-life, and pro-constitutional carry. As an aerospace engineer, I like to fix things. We need to fix our roads, our schools, our auto insurance, our health care, and our tax policy. That's exactly what I will do if you elect me as your next governor. Principled solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You are free to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. If you like Free Talk Live, perhaps you're a libertarian. If you are a libertarian, perhaps you'd like to do business with libertarians or advertise your libertarian business. I've got an idea for you. Check out liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for you to be able to find businesses on the internet and perhaps in your community that are, you know, advertising to libertarians. You've got to be, to use liberty.menu, there's a little, you have to get a click that you do not initiate, you do not believe in the initiation of force against your fellow man. And as a result, those are the folks, hopefully they're advertising at liberty.menu. It's exclusively for people who reject the initiation of force. So liberty.menu, use code FTL to get a special badge. I mean, it's already free to use. So the badge that we give you is the only perk we can give you. Code FTL gets you a free badge.
And it's not just businesses. It's also events and digital content.
Very good. Liberty.menu. Eric, calling in from Beaverton, Oregon. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I had a question about the non-aggression principle slightly.
Sure.
I wanted to get your opinion on, do you feel as it's acceptable to aggress against someone if they're conspiring to aggress against you?
Can you give me a little more information besides just the broad strokes here?
Sure. How about I give a hypothetical scenario?
Okay, so you don't have anything solid in real life. You're just kind of talking about it, right?
Well, kind of. I do, but
most discussion about the minutia of the non-aggression principle is all theoretical.
Right. If I had wings and I was propelling myself forward via my own flatulence, and you also had wings, but you had roller skates and you were propelling yourself forward by your flatulence, then what would happen? So go ahead.
Okay, so let's say a group of Asian guys decide that they hate all white men, and they blame all the issues in the world on white men.
Okay.
And they plan that they they want to forcibly remove white men from the United States of America. If they don't comply, then they're ready for genocide. And then let's say they go on to hold rallies. They go to college universities and talk about how white men are so evil and how white men need to be, you know, removed from the United States to solve all the problems. And then they start stockpiling weapons and they talk about how they want to normalize racism against white men. And they hold rallies, marching, saying white men won't replace us. At what point do you think it would be acceptable for white men to get together and say we're not going to, like, let them keep doing this until it's too late?
I guess at that point I would think it was acceptable to go to create rallies and do those sorts of things. You couldn't create force beyond the force that has been used against you. And so speaking is an action, and I'm not saying that speaking can't be force. However, I don't think that you can I don't think it's appropriate to step it up to what has to be killing, right? I mean, beating people up isn't going to do anything. So it has to go. You have to go to basically silence somebody is, so to physically silence somebody is to kill them, as best I can tell. So I don't think that it's appropriate to go to that step that quickly. I can, however, forgive somebody. For instance, if one of these white guys was walking down the street and one of these Asian guys, starts yelling racial epithets at them, while they're with their family or something like that, and it's just really upsetting that they just haul off and punch somebody. I get it in that circumstance. Not that I see that happening too much. So, all right.
Hold on. I don't think you caught what he was basically painting a picture of. He was describing the alt-right. He was just using the word Chinese people.
Yes, he was. Well, Asian, but yeah. Not all Asians are Chinese. Not all Chinese are Asian.
True. Forgive me for that misstatement then.
Chinese nationality.
But, he's basically describing the alt-right. And one of the questions that some people have asked is it okay to punch a Nazi?
Yeah.
Simply for being a Nazi. And that's really the question you're asking. You're just using slightly different language to ask the question, correct?
Yes.
So what do you think,
Eric? I wanted
Eric?
To make it more
it's okay to punch Nazis?
You guys.
You wanted to do what?
I wanted to make it a bit more relatable to you guys in that hypothetical scenario. Just because I've encountered a lot of people who are talking about people on the left who are so violent and so on and so forth, who are making all these claims but kind of ignoring the explicit calls for violence by like the different neo-Nazi and white supremacist organizations and people.
Oh, I've been one of the few people in my circles that have mentioned, hey, look at the guys in the alt-right that showed up also looking for a fight, and people are like, no, they just want to talk. No, they're racist a-holes, and they were looking for a fight. They were trying to provoke people because they knew what they were doing. They were trying to provoke a response. You don't get to provoke someone to the point of attack and then claim self-defense. If I come up and I just start swinging my fist towards your face, Mark, but I only come, like 1 millimeter away from you, you've got every right to knock me the F out.
Yep. Absolutely.
Because I am doing something that is essentially a threat to you.
Yeah, well, I would not
I
be
involved.
I don't
then get to say self-defense because you punched me before I actually punched you.
Yeah, so the difficulty is that groups are composed of individuals.
Right.
And individuals may be in a place that they probably shouldn't be.
Yes.
And be dealing with, actions that are resulting in them being in a group, if that makes sense. So I could go along as, a plant in one of these organizations intending to find out more news. I just want to find things out. I've done this several times with the cock and bull nonsense that's gone on here in Keene. I've just gone and taken a look. Now, if somebody wants to paint me as a Confederate of these folks, I suppose I am a Confederate. But I shouldn't have to deal with whatever the consequences are of their actions simply because I'm there chronicling what's occurred.
Right. That's why I think that, you know, if somebody is going to be at one of these demonstrations as media, they should be clearly marked as media.
It's a good idea.
And should be off to the side. Don't be right in the middle. I understand the point of wanting to be, quote unquote, an embedded journalist. But when you put yourself...
Everybody who went to this event, if we're talking about Charlottesville, if that's what we're talking about, everybody who went to that event on one side was not advocating for violence against, you know, whomever it was. They were there over a statue, and they could be, well, so these sorts of folks that are...
They were there over a statue holding tiki torches yelling, Jews will not replace us.
Or, you will not replace us. It depends on who was saying what at any given time. Do you think somebody should replace you? And what does that mean? Replace you where?
I don't know.
I don't either.
But the example that the caller was giving of... You know, assume some Asian people were saying white people aren't going to replace us and calling for some sort of genocide. You know, again, the people in Charlottesville on both sides were looking for a fight, and yep. They found one.
Right. So if you are looking for news that relates to your particular bent and view, you'll find it. So, for instance, right now in Africa, white farmers are being threatened with having their farms taken from them. I imagine that makes some white people here in the United States very upset.
Yes.
I'm not that concerned with it, but I'm interested, I'm following, and I'm going to, you know, well, what's going to happen here? I don't know. Look, I don't think these Antifa folks are generally good folks, best I can tell. But if you're walking around, if you've got swastikas, you're immediately the bad guy. Once you don the swastika, you're the bad guy. That's the end of the story. And so... please don't make me pick sides. I would prefer not to drink the white poison versus the black poison.
This is why I don't buy into the false left-right paradigm that I know you claim is real and actually exists.
It's real because
I can look and say both sides are wrong.
Did you say look and say?
Look and see.
Good, look and see. Good.
I can look and see, and I can say both sides are wrong.
855-450-3733.
Me saying red team bad does not equal blue team good. Blue team bad, too.
Thanks for the call, Eric.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.